Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, reason number, wow, these are getting so high, I could hardly count them. Reason number 698 to pull your child out of public school. The bomb that was detonated yesterday by the Boulder Bomb Squad in Lafayette, Colorado, not far from the Bob Enyart Live studios. Now, this was the at the Centaurus Public High School, and a school employee called us to say that was angry that the police characterization of the school as, you know, a very quiet and safe place for your kids to go is simply not correct. By the way, this terrible development is one of the many reasons why, as a family with three kids at home, we do not allow our kids to go to any gun-free zone. No gun-free zones without parental accompaniment. It's simply too dangerous. So there was a pipe bomb placed in the school, Centaurus Public High School, and it was detonated by, as I said, the Boulder County Bomb Squad, the Boulder Police Department. Now, our children, they've met the Boulder Bomb Squad. They've seen the great robot. In fact, they might have operated the robot. The robot that the Boulder Police Department has at its disposal. So I'm thankful that when our homeschool kids see the bomb squad, it's by appointment. It's not when they're on a call. You know, the police at that school, they're there daily. And as with this bombing attempt, and remember, this is not a bomb threat phoned in. This was an actual bomb built and placed in a hallway in the school. It could have killed people, especially the teacher who picked up the live bomb and carried it out of the school. You know, he is a hero. Of course, it could have gone off and killed him or perhaps killed one of the students or staff member that he passed by. But he is a hero. It would have been better for him to immediately yell to evacuate the school and let the robot go in and take the bomb out. But it worked out, you know, well, thankfully. But the police, the employee who called us today here at the Bob Enyart Live studios, is upset that the implication is that that everything is perfectly fine at this school on a regular basis. And the school employee said, no, that's not true. Actually, the police are here every day. Often more than one police officer, like in, you know, one or two vehicles. And it's not to defend the students from the public, like in Newtown. It's more like they're there to stop the students from harming one another, from committing crimes, from disturbing the peace, selling drugs, and so on. You know, Newtown is the exception. The rule is that normally the danger to those in a public school comes from the students themselves, and from the curriculum. That's the danger. And for those who've attacked public schools, when you include those who are alumni of the public school system and those who are currently attending, that covers about 100% of all violent crime there. So the public schools are incubators for hatred, violence, sexually transmitted disease, drug and alcohol use, smoking, abortion, cheating. Whoever even cares about that anymore? What's cheating these days? That'd be like the better students. Well, all they do is cheat. Suicide. It's the public school is an incubator for all these horrors. It used to be that the big problems at school were what? Talking in the hallway and sticking gum under your desk. Those were the big problems. Now it's weapons, drugs, bombs, rape, guys dressing like girls. You can't start a sentence with and or but if you're a guy, you could dress like a girl and attend class. Abortion, these are the problems today. You've got to be nuts, to say nothing of sinful, to send your kids to a public school, which they're officially godless. So the police spokesman on the news in defense of Centaurus High School said it's a quiet school. But the school employee who called us today said that's simply not true. The pipe bomb was removed by the bomb squad robot at 11:30 yesterday morning. So the whole morning, of course, the whole day in Lafayette was like a field trip at the zoo for the whole school. It's crazy. And of course, students feared that other items that they saw, like backpacks left behind and so on, might be bombs. So the whole school had to be cleared by the bomb squad. There are dangers, of course, everywhere in the world, right? The world is a risky place. There are dangers at a homeschool also, of course. But those dangers are diluted because you don't have the concentration of targets and criminals like you do at a government school. You don't have the concentration of drug dealers, and in many schools, gang members. You know, we need separation of school and state. That's what we need. And we need it badly. At the pastors' meeting last week in Denver, I attended at the Knights of Columbus. I think every minister there, about 100 of us, thought that the one speaker was nuts. The speaker said that what we need to do is focus on the schools. We need to improve the schools and take back the schools. I mean, that's insane. That's truly insane. You want to talk about wasting your life? At Bob in Your Life 20 years ago, we began talking parents out of attempts to reform their local public schools and instead devote that same energy into exposing the godlessness of the public schools and in saving kids by getting them out of the public schools. Don't try to get prayer into the public schools. No, get the kids out. That's the ticket. So police arrived at about 9 o'clock. So it takes, you know, a couple hours just to remove the bomb. That's not a surprise. Students were evacuated to a field nearby at Ryan Elementary School. So those younger kids had a time of it, of course, also. South Boulder Road was closed for a few hours. Now, that's not relevant, right? In a news broadcast the next day. But we should repeat it because it has the word Boulder in there. And we want to associate the liberals in Boulder, where everybody's peace-loving and, you know, they're the beautiful people. The beautiful people. Tolerant, free speech, diversity, where they hate Christians and they hate pro-lifers. And they like to kill unborn children. Boulder, that's our Kermit Gosnell operates in Boulder, Colorado. Late-term abortionist Warren Hearn. Warren Hearn is Colorado's Kermit Gosnell. So this employee from the school, I'm thankful I was able to take the call, and said, you know, 8:30 in the morning when you're at the school, the employee said as many students are leaving the school as are entering. Now, how could that be? 8:30 in the morning, you think everybody'd be arriving. But it's all a bureaucratic disaster. Because they have an open attendance, and many of the kids go out. So all they got to do is show up. Yes, I'm there for attendance. That way, you know, the school gets their $8,000 per student or whatever it is. And, yeah, I'm there. And then they immediately leave the school. They hang out together right there outside of the school, smoke pot. And the police are there trying to get them to, you know, not deal drugs. So the principal, Rhonda Hannaford, sent out her third note yesterday to the parents, and they decided they would not have the students park at a nearby church today and be shuttled to the school. And I don't know if they thought the ACLU would sue them if they parked at a church. I don't know. We had a public school tell us it's against the law. This is just a week ago. It's against the law for a public school to rent to a church. Of course, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled, what, twice on that and said it's perfectly fine? And some public schools have said, well, then we won't rent to anyone on Sundays. And the Supreme Court even said, no, you can't do that. If you're going to rent at all, you have to rent on Sundays because we know you're just trying to avoid renting to churches. So that's the hostility in the public school, the godless school system. Is it a mess or am I exaggerating? So the principal sent a third note to parents and said that, let me see if I can get a quote from the principal here. She said that the school has counselors available. And of course, that's part of the problem, right? Right there. I mean, they have counselors available. That should be a warning flag to anybody still sending their kids to government schools. It's an indication that the inmates are running the asylum. Many of those counselors across the country, you know, how many of them would stop a girl from going during school hours without her parents' knowledge to get a surgical operation? Let's just say an abortion. How many of those counselors would say, wait a minute, you're going to get an operation? Your parents need to be involved. They need to know you're leaving the school to get an operation. I don't know. I think the number is somewhere around none because it never happens. So it's probably around zero of those counselors. But how many would make sure that the same girl needed her parents' permission to take an aspirin? Right? Probably all of them. So it's no longer right or wrong. It's all bureaucracy. So a boy could wear a dress to school. I got to tell you, I won't tell you about the woman at a local coffee shop serving me with a beard. I won't even tell you. I couldn't order the coffee. I would have threw up. So I picked up a bottled water, didn't even let it touch it, and I paid for that. It's a woman with a beard. I don't know what in the world it was. So the principal wrote, this is the end of our report. Thank you for your support and cooperation as we return operations to normal at Centaurus High School and celebrate the end of an otherwise terrific year at a fine school. It reminds me of Hillary Clinton saying, we are all Columbine. We're all Columbine. That was one of the things we predicted on this show, Bob and Your Live, after Columbine, the massacre, that our leaders would say that Columbine is like the greatest school. We're all Columbine, right? Well, what they should say is we're all Kermit Gosnell. That's what they should say because that comes closer. And in fact, really, they are all Columbine, too. So I guess Hillary got that right. Okay, so that's reason number, we're cataloging these, 698 to pull your children out of public school. Okay, now, very important in Colorado, you know, Kermit Gosnell, every abortionist is Kermit Gosnell. Colorado, we have our own late-term abortionist, House of Horrors in Boulder, Colorado, Warren Hearn. And the secular elite, the media, the health industry, are they ever going to stop the killing of unborn children ever? No, they're not. It's going to be us, Christians, pro-lifers. And it's up to us. And to that end, someone has just walked into the studio. What an honor to have here at Bob and Yurt Live, Susan Sutherland. Susan, you're with the Brady Amendment. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, Bob. I appreciate it.
Well, we had Heather Cervick's mom,
yes,
Terry Kester, on the show last week.
Terry's wonderful.
She is wonderful. She told the story of how she was in the car with Heather, and little Brady Cervick was in his mother's womb, and a drunk driver slammed into them.
Yes.
And killed Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, Brady's brother in the back seat was okay.
Yes, I heard that. I heard that interview. She gave a wonderful interview. It was very moving.
Yeah, if anybody didn't hear it, they should go back at kgov.com last week.
Definitely.
Just click on the archives and you'll see Terry Kester in her fabulous, fabulous interview.
Very emotional, very moving interview. And yes. It just obviously had to be a harrowing event for them. And then to find out that they had lost Brady.
Yeah. And Brady, there is online at avoiceforbrady.com. People could see Brady.
Yes.
Brady is this beautiful boy who was killed, and then the prosecutor said, well, we cannot bring charges for killing him because he's not a person.
Right. He's not considered a person under current Colorado law, and he had not taken his first breath. Here was a baby that was due to be delivered really any day. Heather had actually been leaving when she was struck by the drunk driver. She had just left her, what was her final OB appointment.
GYN, yeah.
Yes. And she was ready to deliver. Brady was 8 pounds, 2 ounces. And, you know, I try to impress upon people, it doesn't matter that Brady was 8 pounds, 2 ounces. A baby could have been two ounces.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what I say when I'm out talking to people. You know, we're talking about a person. Mm. This is a person, and we need to recognize that. We need to help people in the state of Colorado to recognize this.
And, in fact, there is a movement that's afoot, because Friday night in Grand Junction, Colorado, they have their annual Mesa County Right to Life Banquet, very well attended, and Heather Cerevic spoke to the group. She was their keynote speaker and asking people to be a voice for Brady so that we sign this personhood petition and get this on the ballot again, because last time we got on the ballot, we narrowed the gap.
Yes.
We're getting closer. You know, the suffragettes, I think 7 times it took them getting on the ballot before they finally had a victory.
Mm-hmm.
And so this will be our third time nationwide. The third time was in Mississippi. So each time the vote has gotten closer. And
right.
with God's help, of course, we can't give up. People say,
no,
you're doing this again.
Right. You hear that so often.
You're doing this again. We'll do this every year until the Lord returns or we protect children.
Exactly. Amen. Of course we will. And it's always astounding to me that people say that. I mean, because I guess, obviously, folks who are out there when we're petitioning, and I mean, let's face it, if they're God haters, they're going to continue to say that. I mean,
right.
that's their mantra. Oh, you're doing this again. We will not give up. They want us to give up, and they think we're going to go away, but we will not go away. We will continue to fight because we're fighting for human beings. This is a human rights issue.
Right.
These are human beings that are just being systematically slaughtered day after day after day. And, of course, now this, you know, Kermit Gosnell situation, that's put a, kind of a more of a point on it, more of a face to this movement as far as pro-lifers, the abortionists. I mean, it shows people what abortion is. And people, I think we've gotten to the place in our world and our society that abortion is just this term. It's kind of this nebulous thing out there anymore that is it's accepted. It's
well, and Kermit Gosnell also fabulous timing with Lila Rose and her live action with the latest video of a late-term abortionist, another abortionist, describing what he does, saying, well, it's like softening up meat in the crock pot.
Ugh.
You know, you're going to kill the baby, you got to remove the baby, and that's how he describes it. Warren Hearn speaks of you could feel the sensation of dismemberment flowing through the forceps.
Horrific.
You know that you're killing this, you know, tiny little boy or girl, you know you're doing it.
Right. It's just hard to even get your mind around how evil and just utterly horrific this is. And and it's, for me, it gets, you know, harder and harder, even though we kind of surround ourselves. This is what we do. We're trying to educate people, teach people what abortion is and that human beings are being killed. But I'm telling you, you know, the more these stories come out, and I just saw a video, maybe you've seen this by now, Bob. There was a video, I believe it's Mark Crutcher, Life Dynamics, with the three employees, workers at the abortion clinic in another state, talking about exactly what Kermit Gosnell does. This happens, I'm convinced, and has been happening day in and day out for decades, that babies born alive are being killed every
day.
It's
weird that Gosnell has been operating in Philadelphia since, what, 1972? Because the Philadelphia Inquirer, 30-some years ago, did an undercover report, and I remember the title of it. It was Abortion, the Dreaded Complication, where they talked about what happens when the baby survives the abortion, and then they find a way to kill the baby.
Right.
They let the baby either die of, you know, exposure or starve to death or suffocate or they just outright kill the baby.
Right.
They've been doing this for decades.
Can you imagine the dreaded complication? What's the dreaded complication?
They didn't kill the baby.
How dreaded.
So it turns out for most of the industry, abortion has nothing to do with the woman's body or pro-choice or determination over her life. Because if the baby's not killed, they consider that a failed abortion.
Exactly.
They want the right to a dead baby. That's what they want. That's what the abortionist gets paid for, and that's what most of the industry has supported. That's why Planned Parenthood's own representative testifying in Florida 2 months ago was asked, don't we need a law to protect these babies that survive? And she refused to agree that these babies should be treated humanely and as babies.
Yes. And of course she would say that because, I mean, she's representing Planned Parenthood. This is what they do. They have to take that position. I mean, they do. But of course, you know, just the humanity of it is just, it's just completely lost. It's completely lost on these people.
The Wall Street Journal yesterday had a headline, "Abortion is convicted of murder," which is very important.
Yes.
And that is the first such headline. There will be more. Abortionists convicted of murder. We've been on the air for 22 years. I had a dear friend of this show who spent years in prison in California because he arranged an abortion back before Roe v. Wade. He was released in 1973. But there was a time when abortion was known to be the killing of an innocent baby, and that time will come again. We will return to that position and in a more powerful way.
Amen.
That these babies need to be protected by love and by law. So that's what the Brady Amendment will do. The website is avoiceforbrady.com. But Susan, this is our fourth round in Colorado.
Yes, it is.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
No. You've been there from the beginning. I've been there
almost,
from the beginning.
Yeah.
It's not easy. I remember that a beautiful young pro-life gal, homeschool gal, came to Colorado Right to Life, said, would you guys support me in a personhood amendment effort?
Yes.
And Colorado Right to Life said, absolutely. We'll do everything we can do because this is why we exist.
Right.
To teach people that the baby is a person and eventually to get that baby acknowledged as a person.
Right. And that kind of was the the beginning really is when Colorado Right to Life helped take the reins on that. And Christy Burton Brown.
Yeah.
And that was our goal. It was great because at the time, our whole thrust was to promote this as with personhood being no exceptions. Mm-hmm. This is a baby. Mm-hmm. It's a baby always. It doesn't matter how the baby got there, so that was sort of the beginning of the movement, and it's really taken off across the nation and across the world.
And we've now slaughtered about 50 million babies by surgical abortion, and then the chemical, you know, body
hard to know.
Is just astronomical.
Absolutely.
But people ask, you know, when did it come to this? And why did it come to this? And the first time a good person said, okay, to kill a single baby, that's when it came to this.
Right.
And we're talking about Republican justices at the Supreme Court. We're talking about Ronald Reagan in California, John Love in Colorado. Now, Reagan repented, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God for his soul that he repented. But when a good person says, you know what, I could agree to kill that baby there, to intentionally kill that baby, that's when it came to this.
Right, exactly. And so we're fighting again. And I'm asking for folks to take a look at our website. Our website has a wealth of information. It's a beautiful website, avoiceforbrady.com. It has everything you need right there. What we want you to do is please contact us. Get a petition. Go take your petition to your church. Everybody listening to the show, I'm sure, the majority, you go to church somewhere. You've got to get into your churches, talk to your pastors, get your friends on board. Mm-hmm. Help us make this happen. This is for Heather. Heather is our co-sponsor. She's fighting for not just for her son, Brady. Of course, that's important to her.
But
not just for Brady, but for every preborn baby in Colorado. And we want you to be on board with us, to help us. We've got to get this done. I'll throw a little blurb out there. We will be touring the state in July. We'll have more information about that, but we want to get around to many different parts of the state. We want to meet with folks. We want to help you to help us. And it's easy. It's easy, really. Just take a petition, get some signatures. It's not a hard thing to do. Mm-hmm. Anybody can do it. So we really are asking, please get in contact with us. Call the office, 303-456-2800. Again, 303-456-2800. But go to avoiceforbrady.com. Take a look at our calendar. Mm. The calendar, it's great. We've got folks working on that calendar, putting events on the calendar where you can take your petition and go get signatures in your part of town or somewhere nearby. That's a fabulous way that you can help us.
Yeah.
But use the calendar. The events are there for you. Just show up.
Susan, I just sent an email to avoiceforbrady.com with the name of a Christian dad, homeschool dad in Parker, Colorado, who I spoke to earlier today.
Great.
And at the end of the conversation, I said, by the way, would you sign the Brady Amendment petition? He said, well, sure. Yeah. How do I get one? And so I just took his name and address and just emailed it. And so we could all do this. Not only could
right.
we sign it, we could ask three or four friends to sign it, or 10 or 20. And we could ask people, would you take a petition?
Right.
If we don't do that, this will not get on the ballot.
Right.
It doesn't happen without our pro-life friends around Colorado.
Exactly. This isn't what we do. Just you, me, the people at Personhood, Colorado Right to Life. We need help. We need every Christian out there, who, you know, everyone who claims Jesus Christ as their Lord and mm-hmm. Savior, and you are a pro-life person, you want to carry that message to
yeah,
others,
right.
take a petition, get some signatures. Don't be overwhelmed by it.
No, it's actually easy. You just, first of all, you sign it yourself, because you could do that this
yes,
time around.
Yes, absolutely.
You could sign your own petition.
Yes, you can.
So there you got one signature.
Right there.
Congratulations.
Right.
Then you ask your wife or your grown kids or
right.
somebody
family
at your church.
Family members, anybody.
Yeah.
And you don't, we love to see full petitions, but don't be overwhelmed by it. Go get 10 or 15 signatures.
Yeah,
there
Susan,
you go.
Cheryl and I went to a coffee shop the other morning, 6 in the morning, to have an hour and a half just to, you know, read and chat and enjoy each other's company. And she said, I'll take the Personhood petition. I'll leave it there. Pro-life petition. Some lady comes out of the restroom and says, oh, can I sign that?
That's great.
So, yeah.
Fabulous.
Thank you, Susan Sutherland.
Thank you, Bob.
So avoiceforbrady.com. You could also go to Colorado Right to Life's website. Call them for a petition. Please get a petition. Susan needs your help. Heather does. Brady does. God bless you.